Good morning and Happy New Year. This is Doug Chabot with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on the first day of 2020 at 7:30 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Cook City Super 8 and Stronghold Fabrication, and this forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. At 5 a.m., the mountains around Bozeman, Big Sky, and Cook City have 3 to 5 inches in new snow, while the southern ranges to West Yellowstone have 6 to 8 inches. Winds are west to southwest at 20 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts of 60 in highlight. Temperatures are in the low 20s in the north and 10 degrees in the south. Today, winds will lessen to 20 miles per hour, and temperatures will cool to the teens and single digits. By tonight, an additional 4 to 6 inches will fall, with 8 inches in Cook City. Southern mountains from Big Sky to West Yellowstone got 6 to 8 inches of snow, measuring 0.6 inches of snow water equivalent. At the ground is a thick layer of unstable and sugary snow that will struggle to support the weight of today's snowfall. Also, the new snow will not bond well to the old snow surface. Snowfall and strong wind are creating dangerous avalanche conditions. If you venture onto or underneath steep slopes, you're likely to trigger an avalanche. For today, the avalanche danger is rated considerable on all slopes, and so you should be extra conservative today. The Bridger Range has 5 inches of new snow, while the Northern Gallatin and Northern Madison ranges received 3 to 4 inches. Winds have been strong out of the west and gusting to 60 miles per hour at the Highlight Weather Station. The new snow will not adhere very well to the old snow surface. This was evident yesterday in Highlight when skiers triggered a shallow wind slab from afar and an ice climber got hit with a large, loose snow avalanche. North of Bridger Bowl, Ian got cracks shooting out from his ski tips in wind-drifted snow. For today, new snow and wind are creating a considerable avalanche danger on wind-loaded slopes. Slopes without a wind load will have a moderate danger. Avoid all slopes with wind-drifted snow and turn around if you see shooting cracks or avalanche activity. The mountains around Cook City have 3 inches of new snow and southwest wind blowing 10 to 25 miles per hour. Snowfall and wind will continue today, and slopes that are wind-loaded will be easy to trigger. The new snow will not bond well to the old surface, and this interface is where most avalanche activity will occur. Additionally, there is weak snow at the ground, which will become increasingly stressed from the weight of today's snow. Avalanches from Friday and our field investigation on Sunday and Monday show the potential for deep avalanches that could be triggered from thinner areas of a slope. For today in the mountains around Cook City, avoid slopes that have been recently wind-loaded and stick to lower angle terrain. The avalanche danger is rated considerable on wind-loaded slopes and moderate on all others. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 587-6984. And thanks for listening and Happy New Year.